This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, welcome to CarmCast episode 91 about employee amenities. This is another why and how CarmCast, and is repurposed from our live broadcast. I recommend you watch the video so you can see pictures of top-notch employee amenities from JJ's Auto Care and Kelly's Auto Repair. Now, both of those shops are located in Florida, and with that humid summer weather, you'll see a refreshing way their techs beat the heat. Showing your employees how much you value them can also be as easy as providing lunch once a week or even once a month. Head to the CarmCast page on my website, remarkableresults.biz, or my YouTube channel to watch the video and find the key talking points for this episode. You may want to watch previous CarmCasts on lean processes and digital signage. Hey, this episode is supported and brought to you by Broadly. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. It's a CarmCast. Oh, my God. It's number 91, and we are here to talk about employee amenities. It's going to be a fun show, a lot of great stuff that you're going to be able to see. How important is environment and the surroundings, how clean your place is, having a great culture, and obviously having fun around the shop. I've got a couple of great guests that are going to be here with me, and they brought a bunch of pictures to show you inside their places. Kelly Michael from Kelly's Auto Repair and Service in Dunnellan, Florida. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Carm.
Good to see you, my friend. And another Floridian from Jacksonville, JJ Greenfield from JJ Auto Care. Hello there, JJ.
Hey, Carm. Good to see you again.
Good. I saw both of you in Florida just a couple of weeks ago. That was a blast.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, super conference is always good.
Yeah. We had a good time. In fact, I was hanging out with JJ and I says, hey, thanks for coming on and doing that show on amenities. Who else do you know that's does a lot of really cool stuff inside? And he goes, Kelly, good Kelly. So we hooked Kelly up here just a few weeks ago. So happy and honored that you guys are here. I want to talk about my great sponsor, Broadly. You know, are you seeing auto shops in your area get hundreds of five-star Google reviews? And are you feeling left behind because your shop only has a few? I want to tell you about Broadly. Now, Broadly is your answer to getting more online reviews. With more reviews, your business will rank higher in search results. Isn't that what we want? And that means more customers coming into your shop every day. Broadly helps you automatically request reviews so that your customers can promote your business with just one click. And that is so cool. When you immediately ask for a review after service, you know, when the experience is still fresh in your customer's mind, you're more likely to get a five-star positive review. That's exactly what you want. So plus, asking for feedback makes your customer feel valued and more connected to your business. Isn't that what you always want? A strong, loyal, trusted, connected customer? See how Broadly can help you grow your auto shop? Visit on the web at getbroadly.com/carm to learn more. That's getbroadly.com/carm. Thank you, Broadly, for this. And I want to warn the audience, be very careful. When you leave this episode, you decide not to go out and spend $20,000 to improve your place. Because you're going to see stuff here that you may say, I can't believe they're doing this. And maybe this is something that I really need to invest in. So, JJ, let's start with you. Here's your first picture.
So, yeah, that's my kitchen area for the technicians. We have a full-size fridge with through-door ice and through-door water. Keep the greasy hands out of the ice bucket. Microwave, sink with a disposal, and then enough cabinet space across the top and in the drawers to the side that we can keep, you know, a few things here. I keep a lot of plasticware, things of that nature, paper plates, bowls, that kind of stuff in there. And they all keep a few, you know, cans of food or whatever up in there. And as you can see, they're not quite tall enough for the protein shakes that are sitting on top of the fridge. And that is the table in the kitchen where they can sit and eat. They enjoy, it gets them inside in the air conditioning these hot summer days. They sit there for 30 or 45 minutes, usually on their cell phone, and eat their lunch or breakfast or just take a little break in the afternoon, whatever's necessary.
It looks like some oatmeal raisin cookies right there. That's my favorite, by the way.
Yeah, those were left over from when I cooked lunch on Friday, which I believe we'll be getting to those pictures shortly.
And thank you for bringing those pictures of the lunch thing. And there it is.
And there it is. So every couple of weeks, depending on our schedule, I will cook lunch for everybody. Last Friday, it was pork roast. So I went out and bought some pre-marinated pork roast and grilled them up Friday for lunch. Cut them up, and they're in the bowls. And then I just went to a local barbecue restaurant and got some macaroni and cheese, some collard greens, some green beans, potato salad, and coleslaw to serve as side dishes to go with the pork.
I just saw a comment from Matthew Skundrich, the Xbox system in the break room. How important is the food element in a great culture?
It's huge. It's an amazing team building event that is not designed. It's not like sitting down to do a team building event. It just becomes that.
Yeah, you find that when the guys get together, it's more in a social atmosphere. They talk more on a friendly basis. It's not that they're helping each other in the shop and asking questions about what's going on in work. Now they get to know each other on a social level, talk about their hobbies and things that they do away from work, brings them closer together.
So it's okay to shut the shop down. It's okay, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. The world will wait 30 minutes while we eat lunch.
Yeah, we schedule no work between 12 and 1 o'clock. That is our lunch hour. So we have the freedom to do what we want to do between that time.
Okay, let's talk more about food. How often do you do it, Kelly?
Unfortunately, we don't do it as often as we would like to anymore because my accountant informed us that I was doing it every Friday. I was providing lunch for my crew. I would either cook for them or we would order something in, pizza or a barbecue, something along those lines. My accountant told us that in the state of Florida now, you can only do that for certain things. It can't be on a weekly basis. Otherwise, we're paying for it out of pocket. It comes out of our, or gets added to our income. Basically, we're taxed on it. I've been thinking about it lately and I miss doing it because we don't do it very often anymore, maybe once a month or every other month now. And I think regardless of what it costs me, I'm going to go back to doing it again because I miss it myself.
JJ, you're both from Florida. Did you know that?
I've not been told that by my accountant. I have an account that I write off to meals and entertainment. So when I buy the food, I charge it on a card. It goes into a meals and entertainment account.
Interesting, Kelly, you brought up a can of worms here or something that we need to look at. I always thought Florida was, there was no tax there. It was just an easy state to do business in.
I wish.
Oh, man. All right, look, this is very, very interesting. But I can't imagine the government is stepping in and would tear apart this wonderful food thing, culture thing that you guys got going on. That to me is just crazy.
I agree.
That's just me, I guess. Hey, there's a shower, JJ.
Yes, so this is my technician's bathroom. We have two. We have one out in the shop and that's not air conditioned. But then we have another one inside off that break room that is air conditioned. And I also installed a shower there. Kelly and I are both in Florida this week. We're both going to hit nearly 100 degrees tomorrow. That's a little early for this time of year, but that's the prediction. Sometimes in the middle of the afternoon, you just get a little overheated. You can jump in a shower, take a cool shower, sit down in the air conditioning, kind of get yourself back together. Or like I was mentioning before the show, one of my technicians has a minor medical procedure he has to have done this afternoon, and he needs to go there directly from here. So instead of going into the doctor's office smelling from the 95-degree heat in the shop, he can jump in there, take a quick shower, put on clean clothes, and go in smelling nice.
That's perfect. Megan asked, who cleans the shower, JJ?
I have a maid that cleans the entire inside of the offices once a week. She does all three bathrooms, all of the office space, the customer lounge weekly.
So then I'd have to ask Megan, is once a week enough, Megan? You can type in the social media and let me know. I don't know. And this is outstanding. This is outstanding.
So this was, I have an aunt that likes to embroider towels. So she has embroidered a towel for each one of my employees. So every employee here has their own towel with the name embroidered on it.
That is taking it over the top. So does Pat have just one towel?
Yes, everybody has one towel.
So what about cleaning the towel? The same thing? Does the maid do that?
No, because I don't have a laundry facility here. I take them home weekly, depending on the use. Sometimes they go, you know, in the wintertime, we can go weeks without anybody taking a shower here. In the summertime, it's more frequent. So on Friday afternoons, I take the towels home, launder them myself, and bring them back on Monday morning.
You may average one shower a week from some guys based on the convenience of it. But so nice to have. So nice to have. Well, the Monogram towels are excellent. And of course, the fun part of JJ's business is this wooden box on the wall in his office. And this is what it looks like opened, right, JJ?
Yes. So most people think it's a gun case, but as you can see, it's a bar. And unfortunately, I don't think you can zoom in enough to see that the glasses on the left-hand side of the bar and the decanter in the center there are all engraved as well. They all say JJ's Auto Care on them. And this gets used almost every Friday afternoon. I sit around with particularly two of my guys, sometimes more of that. We pour a cocktail on Friday afternoons and we just kind of shoot the breeze. It's not business talk necessarily. It's just a chance to sit down, have a cocktail, and just talk about things. And it's a great Friday afternoon tradition.
Florida doesn't have a law about that, does it?
I haven't asked anyone.
And don't. And please don't.
I think as long as I'm not charging for it, I'm allowed to serve, just not charge. So, and it's free.
Hey, anyone who's listening on the podcast and they're saying, what are you guys all talking about? You just go to my website in the Carmcast page and actually watch the video or see it on my YouTube channel. And it's great. It's great to see this really cool bar from JJ. Now, continuing with these great employee amenities, now we're heading over to Kelly Michael's place. And wait a minute. There's another shower. It must be a theme here in Florida.
It is hot here. A few years ago, I think about 4 years ago, my wife asked me to build her an office. We had a space up above our office. The building's about 23 feet tall in the center, so I had plenty of room. I already had a break room that I had built kind of half-heartedly years and years ago. And then the rest of the area was simply what I would call a junkyard. We had about half of a shelf of actually used things. Everything else was just junk that had accumulated up there. We had stairs going up there. And so we decided to make that a usable space. And it started out as just an office for my wife. As I started working on it, I actually started building it. And I said, you know what? We have this much space left over. We had already discussed about putting a bathroom, and it was the perfect amount of space. Unfortunately, it's not a lot of space. I only had about probably 300 square feet to work with. I went ahead and decided to do a bathroom as well. I built all of this myself. So I started with the office, went into the bathroom.
It's gorgeous throughout the entire place. You've got this gorgeous floor.
Yeah. So this is the break room that originally I had put in this break room, and the guys used it a couple of times, and it was just stuffy and nasty looking. There were pipes on the wall. It just was unfinished, and it just sat there, and it ended up becoming another storage area. So I completely redid that room. That's what you're seeing now. Drywalled everything in. We got the table there for them to sit at. We got a little pizza thing there on the counter for them to reheat sandwiches and pizza. We got the TV for them. We don't have a full-size refrigerator in there, but we do have another refrigerator at the bottom of the stairs where they can keep larger items. This really serves just for when they bring their lunch in during the day. You know, in the morning, they pop their lunch in there and it's ready for them when they go up there to eat. And this room gets used every day now.
Yeah, Kelly, it's nice. It's comfy. You've got a couch. You've got a plants. Is that a skylight in there or not?
LED lights.
Nice and bright, clean checkerboard tablecloth. Really inviting. Very, very nice.
And this is one of our employees, Sean. He decided he wanted to build a barbecue grill out of an old 55-gallon drum. So we insisted that when he got done with it, that we were the first ones that got to try it out. So that was one of our lunch days there. This is in the break room. We actually, all of the employees were in there that day. We were celebrating Sean becoming a master technician. He had gotten his ASE certs for a master technician. So we got a cake made for him. His wife joined us and his twin daughters were there also. But we try and celebrate their victories and things like that with all the guys, you know, make sure they feel like part of our family.
Well, for sure, you're talking about having fun with your team and you've got an environment there. And it looks like you're seizing the opportunity to do the right things.
Yeah, so this is our shop building. You're not really getting a great look at the shop, but this picture I put in here because just a week ago, we finished this project up. We had a company come in that seal coated the building, and they used this special coating that does seal the building, but also the white portion that you see there is highly reflective. It reflects the heat off of the building. That building, in the middle of summer, the temperature of the metal itself would reach anywhere from 145 to 160 degrees. So it basically became a convection oven inside the shop. With this reflective coating on there, I've taken temperature readings now that the highest it's gotten so far, building temperature, the structure itself is about 87 degrees.
Huge investment and you don't have air conditioning.
No.
So, huge investment to bring the temperature down so that you can create the right work environment. Wow. Excellent stuff, guys. What's new on the horizon? Any new ideas for employee amenities or perks or fun that on the horizon? Any ideas?
Adding to the building, we're already, we had talked about it in the past. However, putting a big fan in a shop that the building is 150 degrees, all that's going to do is move a bunch of hot air around. Well, now that we have the temperature down in the shop, we're going to put a 16-foot fan in the middle of the shop to cool the guys. We have in the works down the road, we're going to jump in and build another building. Hopefully, in which case we'll probably go a little further with the break room and bathroom and everything, create an even bigger space for the employees that way, if possible.
Excellent. JJ, anything on the horizon for you?
Not anything, you know, here with the building. This building, we've only been in it 6 years and I built it new. So really everything is in excellent condition here. I am planning, as far as getting off-site, we're going to be doing I've got some people on vacation the next couple of weeks. They're staggered, but take everybody to Topgolf for a night for a little off-site team building event.
Those are fun places. I was to one of those. Man, that is that's kind of a neat place. Who would have thought?
And you don't have to be a golfer to go in and have a good time.
You can have a blast, and you could just watch people. And occasionally just pick up a club and try to hit one. Hey, this was great, guys. Part of our, you know, why and how series and, you know, trying to show the rest of the industry what others are doing and why employee amenities are so important. Thank you for being here, JJ Greenfield, JJ's Auto Care, Jacksonville, Florida. I'm honored to have you on, my friend. And Kelly Michael from Kelly's Auto Repair in Dunnellan, Florida. And keep your ear out for an episode I did with Kelly and his wife Amy. It was a hoot. It was so much fun, Kelly. Thank you. That it probably be out within maybe 3 or 4 weeks, but we had a very, very, very interesting episode, and you'll find all about how they met each other. And by the way, Kelly, I kept all that in the episode.
great. I look forward to hearing it.
Thanks for being here, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks for having
us, Carm. Yes, thank you very much.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.